All right, it's good to be here today. Thank God I'm saved.
Amen.
God is good to us, isn't he? And one psalm said he's good all the time. God is good. If you have your Bibles with you, would you turn with me in St. Matthew's Gospel? And let's go to Matthew 22:41. Matthew 22:41. The Bible says here, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think ye of Christ?
Yes.
Whose son is he?" What think ye of Christ? You may be seated. I had this thought yesterday. In times like these, what does Jesus really, really, really mean to you? Now, we're going to go somewhere in a few minutes. In times like these, in times like we're living, what we're seeing, what we're feeling, what we're experiencing, what does Jesus really, really, really mean to you? What's he mean to the church? What's he mean to each one of us individually?
Amen.
Every saint of his is precious in his sight.
Amen.
Every soul is precious unto God.
Amen.
It was Simon Peter that wrote, he said, "Unto you which believe, he is precious." How many knows that he is precious?
Amen.
He is the chief cornerstone, elect and precious, that holds the whole building together. Can you say with me today, he's the one that is a holding me together.
Yes.
Jesus is the one that is a holding me together.
Amen.
Bless his holy name.
Amen.
The whole building fitly framed together, and Jesus is the main cornerstone of that building that holds the whole thing together. I'm glad we're serving what God. We're serving one that will hold to us, and he will not let us fall apart. In times like this, I'm so glad that we got a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Hallelujah. Unto you that believe, he is precious. Hallelujah. As Peter said, that we've been redeemed not with by corruptible things from our vain conversation, but we've been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Can you say it's still precious? That blood still cleanses. It still redeems. I'm glad that he holds me. How many can say in the house, I'm glad that he still holds me together. He is precious. Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
Come on, tell us, Apostle Paul, what Jesus really, really means. He said, Jesus Christ is the sure and solid foundation to build upon. Can you say here today, Brother Tommy, I don't ever have to worry about falling and going down. I've been saved. I am safe in Jesus. I'm building my life and my hope and my blessed future upon him. I'm glad a long time ago Jesus said, if you hear these sayings of mine and you do them, you'll be like a wise man that dug deep and laid his foundation upon the solid rock. He said the winds blew. He said the rains descended. Hallelujah. Could not move that foundation and could not move that house because it's built up on the rock. And you say, Jesus is the one that I'm building up on. He's the one, hallelujah, that is a hold of me. I'm glad for the day and the hour I made up my mind when I came out of the world. I was tired of the drugs and the alcohol, the rock music. And I began to dig at that old altar of prayer. And I said, Lord, I want something that'll keep me. I want something, oh Lord, down in my heart that I know is real. And I kept right on a digging. And I found Jesus, that chief cornerstone and that solid rock. Praise be to the Lord. And we're living in a time that the whole globe and the whole earth is a shaking. It's a reeling to and fro like a drunkard. A transgression is heavy upon the earth. But how many knows we serve a God and that nothing moves him? He sits high and he looks low. I'm glad I'm anchored in Jehovah. I give him a wave offering in the house. He'll never move. And kings and presidents will never I'm glad. Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen.
Lord,
yes.
God,
have your way, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
I'm there
that night. Come on. How many in the house really knows down in your heart you got him? I repented of my sins, and I've been saved, I've been born again, and I know that he lives on my heart. I ask him to come in.
Come on.
He lives, he abides in here.
Glory,
holy God. I need him. I need you, Jesus. I need you right now, more than ever. Oh, Lord. He asked the Pharisees. He said, what do you think of Christ? Look at me. Look at me. You have seen my hand move. You've seen me touch. You've seen my power. How that I have power to put lives back together. You have witnessed my love and my compassion.
Amen. Come on.
You witnessed and you watched me feed the hungry multitudes, and not a one of them went back home hungry. They ate and they were filled. You saw my works. You knew that I was moved with compassion upon the multitudes because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. I've healed the sick. You witnessed it.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, I've mended broken hearts. And I've set captives free.
Yes.
What do you think about me? Whose son is he?
Lord.
Hallelujah. Boys, and Nicodemus came to Jesus, and surely thou art come from God, for no man can do these miracles except God be with him. Hallelujah. Jesus looked at Nicodemus and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, Nicodemus, you must be born again.
That's right. Come
Hallelujah.
On.
He said, how in the world can that be? Jesus said, he said, how could I enter back into my mother's womb and be born again?
Come on,
Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. When my mommy had me, hallelujah, they delivered me and mom cleaned me up and laid me in my mommy's arm. That was a natural, that was a fleshly birth. Thank God I had a birth I could not remember. But when I was 20 years later, I had another birth that I'll never, ever forget. When I came to Jesus on bending knees in an old altar of prayer, when my brother over here was a singer at the lighthouse, everybody in the house has heard my story, my testimony over and over. Brother Jerry, I've told you hundreds and hundreds of times. There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks the life sea. When I'm tossed by the waves, it sends out a light that I can clearly see.
Right.
If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be? Thank God, down on bended knees, I said, Jesus, the world ain't making me happy. I'm empty. Oh, Lord, I'm so simple. And if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. Jesus told Nicodemus, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He said, you can see the wind, though. You can see the effects of the wind. You can't see the wind. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. There's another power that comes in your life. It'll motivate you. It'll lead you to do good. It'll lead you to the cross. It'll lead you into the arms of Jesus. It'll make you live right. It'll clean you up. Praise be to the Lord. I'm telling you, I didn't have this joy and this peace when I was a sinner out in the world. But when I came to Jesus and was born again, my heart was changed on the inside of me. He took out the old and he put in the new. I feel the Lord in the house raising up a hand and praise him. Oh, praise be to the Lord. He gave me a brand new heart and a brand new mind. He gave me a new outlook on life. He gave me a new vision. I got new eyes. Now I can see a brand new heart that he gave to me. Well, praise be to the Lord. What's Jesus really mean to you today in the house of the Lord? In times like this, I'm glad that I know him and I got him living inside of my heart. How about you? Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
Amen. Yes.
Can I ask us all here today, with a sincere heart, what do you think about Jesus?
Come on, bro.
What does he really mean to you right now?
Glory, glory.
Do you truly know all that he's done for you?
Come on.
Have your way, Lord. Come on, bro.
Mercy, Lord. This is better than silver. It's better than gold. It's better than all the riches this world can hold. It's worth more than anything. Houses and lands and mansions, glory to God. It's to have Jesus and have hope of heaven. Ain't you glad God came to give us hope? We got loved ones and friends over there that is a saying, hold on just a little while longer. I'm a waiting on you. You talk about a grand reunion day when the Lord descends from heaven with a shout of the voice of the archangel and the trump of God and the dead that are in the grave. I shall hear the voice of the Son of God and they shall come up out of the graves. Ain't you glad of that? Hallelujah. We shall not prevent them that are asleep, because we're all going to be caught up in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we be with the Lord. I cannot tell you, Jesus is bringing the redeemed with him. Hallelujah. When he comes in the clouds and we're going to meet our loved ones, hallelujah, up there. Hallelujah. Give me the wave offering. I got a hope. This old world ain't my final home. I'm only a passing through. Hey, glory. I'm telling you, this ain't real. It's heaven's magnet upon the soul. That is a saying, hold on just a little while longer, and we're all going to be home. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Can I tell you all here today, he's my Savior.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Lord. Right. Come on, brother.
He's my healer.
Yes.
Lord.
Woo.
Glory, glory.
He still heals.
Amen.
Come on,
brother.
And I tell you, he's my God.
Yes.
He's leading me. And he's a guiding me. I put the reins of my soul in his hand a long time ago. I said, Lord, lead me and I'll follow. Guide me, dear Jesus, and I'll follow after you. Hallelujah. He's my guide. Thank God for the day that he saved me. I realize that I cannot make it without him. He is my way maker. He is my need supplier. He is my soul provider. Hallelujah. He is my hope. He is my strength to help me go on. He is my very life. And you say, there's something in me, Brother Tommy, that is sustaining me, and it's helping me, and it's strengthening me. I don't keep right on a servant of the Lord. I got somebody I hold it. I mean, in his big hand. What does Jesus really mean to you today?
Come on, brother.
Have you got him?
Bless him, Lord.
Do you really know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are saved?
Glory, glory, glory. Come on.
You've been redeemed.
Come on, brother.
You've been introduced to the Father and the Son. Hallelujah. How much does Jesus really, really love me? Brother Tommy, he loved you so much, he went all the way to the cross of Calvary. He said, nobody takes my life. He said, I lay it down freely. He said, I got the power to lay this life down and power to pick it up again. Go ahead, Roman soldiers, and drive my hands through my neck, the nails through my hands and the nails through my feet. Go ahead and nail me to the cross, but you'll see I'm going to live again. And because I live, you shall live also. How many is glad for the day that Jesus came out of the grave? That old stone was rolled away. Hallelujah. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. I'm glad Jesus bore every sin that I'd ever committed. Every sin in this whole world that ever sinner committed. He bore it all in his body on the cross. And he said, my blood cleanses and I forgive. Raise your little hand and say, thank God for the blood of Jesus. And the love of God that takes away my sins. I'm glad. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Bless you, God.
I died that you could live, Jesus said.
Come on. Have your way, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
What does Jesus mean to you?
Bless him, Lord.
Right now.
Come on.
Right now.
Yes.
Thank God he's my lighthouse.
Right.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
He's the light of the world.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
He makes my way clear. He's the very light of my life.
Yes.
With him, I'll never walk in darkness.
Glory, glory, glory.
When the enemy's fighting, when the old devils are fighting me, and the host of hell assail,
that's right.
Jesus is my refuge.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Who you go to in the times of trouble, in the times of need? Who do you go to? I'm glad that he's my refuge. He's my high tower, Brother Jerry. I can run into, hallelujah, and be safe. He is my stronghold in the day of battle. Bless his holy name. He is my deliverer. Glory to God. He is my rock in a weary land. And when my heart is overwhelmed within me, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. He's been a shelter for me. David said, oh Lord, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. Hallelujah. I don't ever want to be away from your presence. How many's ever had times that you was overwhelmed in the Greek means and the Hebrew means? You're completely loaded down, you're heavy laden, and you're burdened, and you don't know which way to go or what to do, and you can't handle the situation. David said, when my heart within me, hallelujah, is overwhelmed, would somebody get me by the hand and lead me to the rock that is higher than I? He's been a shelter for me. Raise your little hand. I got a refuge in Jesus. I got a place to run to. Hallelujah, it's my strong tower that I can run into. Ain't you glad you got a friend that sits closer than a brother? Hallelujah.
Yes. Come on, brother. Bless the Lord. God. He's glory to God.
Do you know him?
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Have you got him?
Yes.
Have your way, Lord.
Jesus. Jesus.
No.
Jesus asked his disciples, he said, boys, you've been with me long enough to really know me. When you see the works that I do, it's the Father doing the works. The Father in me doeth the works.
Glory.
Anybody that really wants to know what God's like, Jesus says,
right,
the Father in me does the works. Come on.
Bless
everything that Jesus did and said, the healings and the miracles, it was God in Christ.
Amen. That's right.
Say, thank you, God, you love me that much. Thank you that you love the human race that much, that you sent your Son. Turn with me right now, if you will. Go into Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16 and 13. Boys, now you all been with me long enough to know me, to see my word, to see what I really can do. You've been with me long enough to know that I really care about people.
Yes.
Oh, praise God. 16. Now let's look at verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, when he got in there, he turned to his disciples. He asked him, he said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Well, his disciples began to speak up, I guess, all together, one by one or whatever. And they said, oh, did some say that thou art John the Baptist? Some Elias? It's Elijah. Other Jeremiahs? Or one of the prophets?
Yes.
He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am?
Simon Peter said this.
Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, whew, the Son of the living God.
Yes.
And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To Peter, Jesus said, my Father, Simon, God in heaven revealed that to you.
Yes.
That I am Christ, the anointed one.
Yes.
The Son of the living God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. How many can know within your heart you really know that he is the Son of the living God. He's Christ, the anointed one. Praise be to the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Church, everybody under the sound of my voice here today, what do you see in Jesus if you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? What does he really, really mean to you? How important is he to the lonely, sinful, thirsty woman that came to Jacob's well at midday to draw water? She was so despised, many commentators believe that she was a harlot in her day. People always came to that well or either early in the morning or late in the evening. But she came in the middle of the day because she was rejected and looked down upon. She was sinful, a sinful woman.
Come on, brother.
Here she comes bringing an old empty stone water pot to fill it with water from Jacob's well.
Come on.
But Jesus said, I must needs go by and through Samaria. He made a special trip that day to go into Samaria and to walk up to Jacob's well.
Amen.
Because he knew that there was coming a thirsty woman to draw water.
Yes.
Bless the Lord. Goodness. Come on, brother.
I tell you, the Lord knows you.
That's right. Yes. Come on.
He knows where you go.
Hallelujah.
He knows the thoughts of your heart.
That's right.
He knows when you're hungry. He knows when you're thirsty. He knows when you're in need and trouble.
Yes.
Jesus looked beyond that woman's empty big clay water pot, and he looked into her eyes and he saw an empty soul that he loved.
Come on.
That's right. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
He said to the woman, said, woman, give me a drink. Wait a minute. You're a Jew. If you ask me, a woman of Samaria, to give you a drink, you know that we don't have any dealings with one another. There's clashes all the time. We just can't get along, fighting and quarreling and everything. Jesus said, if you knew who it was speaking unto you, said, you've come to drink water out of this natural well, and the natural water. It said, woman, that natural water down deep in that well, it'll never satisfy you, woman.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Come on. Come Jesus on, said, if you knew who it is that's speaking unto you, you would ask him to come, and he would give you living water.
Glory to God. Amen.
What? What did you say? Living water.
Yeah.
If you drink of this water here in this well, you'll thirst again. He said, but if you'll drink of the water that I give unto you, you'll never have to thirst or come here to draw it. Because the water that I give unto you, it'll be inside of you. A well springing up in the everlasting life. Hallelujah. Jesus revealed her sins to her that day and said, woman, said you've had five husbands, and the one that you're with now is not your husband. In that did I say, tell you the truth? And she said, yea, Lord. And said, evermore, Lord, evermore, give me that water that I don't have to come here and draw. Give me that water. Hallelujah. And Jesus gave that woman, that sinful woman, the water to drink that day. Oh, it must have tasted good. And she went running to town and said, come and see a man that told me everything that I did. It's not this the Christ, the Son of the living God. Raised him on a hand in the house. That's him. I said, that's him. That's the one that's got the water. That's the one that'll satisfy your soul. Well, praise the Lord. Are you thirsty today? What's Jesus really mean to you? I come and drink. The Lord is a saying, and I'll give you something that'll satisfy the thirst of your soul. I tell you, this thing's real. It's real. Oh, taste that, see that the Lord is good. I praise him, church. Oh, drink ye of the water from the well of salvation. With joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, I come ye to the waters. Woo! Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Blessing, Lord.
I remember that night I prayed, they was up saying, there's a lighthouse on a hillside,
blessing, Lord,
that overlooks the sea.
Come on, Lord. Come on, bro.
Hallelujah to the Lord. Can I tell you, it's still shining. And that light that shines in darkness is still shining. Thank you, Lord. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to him. For Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin, he has shown the light all around me that I might clearly see. If it wasn't for that lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be? Can we love him today? Love him today. Love him. What's this? Does Jesus really mean to you? He's the chief cornerstone, the sure foundation. He's the lighthouse. Hallelujah to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, everybody that lives around us,
hallelujah,
says, tear the old house down. You know those big ships, they don't sail this way anymore.
That's true.
There's no use in standing around. Oh, but my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light from that old lighthouse that stands up there on the hill. He saved me. He saved me. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, I'd have went down in the rocks of sin. I would have went into pieces up on the rocks. Raise your little hand. The Lord wants to saved. He don't want the ship and the boat to go down. He wants you saved. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many could say now deep in your heart right now, I want him.
Yes, I want him.
I want him. Come, sweet Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'd rather have you than anything in this world.
Yes.
And to know that I got peace and I got hope of heaven.
Yes.
Thank God.
Praise the Lord.
Evermore, Lord, give me that living water. To the disciples and all of these followers, Jesus turned to them one day. Now, he was with them for over 3 years. Now, think of this. They saw a lot out of him, the disciples did. In John chapter 6, all of those people that were gathered around him, multitudes, Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
Thank God for that.
Except you eat this bread, you have no life in you.
Amen. Glory to God.
Well, glory. He said, I am the bread that God sent down from heaven. I am the living bread. And if any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Can you say, Jesus is my bread? When I'm hungry, he's waters to my thirsty soul. Give me that bread, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me live in my soul. Can I tell you all here today, you can look this world over and you will never ever find a better and a sweeter and a greater than Jesus. He's richer and he's fuller and he's sweeter than all. A sinner could never have a better Savior, and you'll never meet a better friend. A servant could never have a greater master. When a bunch of people began to walk away from Jesus one day, hallelujah, they said his teachings are just too hard. He turned to his disciples and he asked them the question, will you also go away? Will you, my chosen disciples, will you turn and walk away and leave me? And Simon Peter answered Jesus and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Well, praise be to the Lord. Nobody else can do you like Jesus. Nobody else can love you soul like he can. Well, praise be to the Lord. Jesus, unto whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Raise him out of hand and I'm say, I'm glad that I know him. Well, praise be to the Lord. He's real. I know the truth today.
Thank you, Lord. Whom shall we go?
Where and to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Oh God. Can you say here today, everybody under the sound of my voice, there ain't nobody can love me like Jesus. There's not a one like him that ever cared for my soul. Nobody but nobody can understand you like Jesus can.
That's right. Amen.
He knows everything about you and he cares. Just thinking of that song, I think Mary and Missy knows it. Can't nobody can do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. He's my doctor. He's my lawyer. He's my keeper. And he's my best friend.
Amen.
He's my comfort in the time of sorrow. He is my friend. No wonder the psalmist David, in the time of trouble, he said, I run to my pavilion. A pavilion in the Hebrew is a tent of covering. Are you with me? A tent of covering that you can run under. He said, I go to God and he hides me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle, shall he hide me? David said, there ain't nowhere else that I could ever run to. Can you say Jesus is my pavilion? I'm going to ask Mary Missy to come up here and sing that if they want. He's my comfort. He's my courage. He's my consolation. Nobody can give me peace and comfort like Jesus can.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, brother.
Can I tell you here today, you're listening, if you are battling and you're weary, Jesus gives strength to the weak.
Amen.
He's hope to the hopeless. He's my life, my joy, and my happiness. It may be dark in this world, but he's the bright and the morning star in the darkest night. He's the sweet rose of Sharon. He is the lily of my valley. He's altogether lovely. He's my reason for living. He is my all. He's my good shepherd that cares for us sheep. All you that labor and are heavy laden and burdened down, Jesus said, come to me and I'll give you rest for your soul. Can I tell you, Jesus is your answer. He's matchless in grace, no matter where you meet him or find him. The people in Jesus' day said, never a man spake like this man.
That's right.
Never a man spake like this man. Listen, if you ever hear him speak to you, it'll be a voice that you'll never, ever forget.
Right. Amen.
He speaks the sweetest when he says, come to me. That's the sweetest word you'll ever hear.
Come on, man.
When he says, when you're laboring or heavy laden, you need rest for your soul. That word come is the most beautiful word. Hallelujah, Jesus could ever say to you. His words are with power. When he speaks, the winds hush their howling, and the sea becomes calm as glass. I want to tell everybody here today, he's near and dear in your trial. He's a friend that sticks closer to you than a brother. He's your sweet companion at midnight. To possess him means everything. He is the pearl of great price. He's God's unspeakable gift. Would you stand with me, everybody in the house? He is God's unspeakable gift. At the mention of his name, the mountains in your life dissolve. Burdens are lifted away. His compassions fail not. His mercy endures forever. He's reaching to you right now. He's reaching to everybody that's troubled in this building right now. Come to him and give him your life and love him and serve him. Won't you turn it all over to him and you'll find out, oh, what a Savior he is, so good. Can everybody in the house say, yes, all of this is what Jesus means to me. Listen as they sing here today. While they're singing, if you got a problem and you're hurting, won't you come? Come and just give it all to God. Give it to Jesus. Lord, I come. Here's my soul. Here's my life.
Come on, bro.
I just need you. I need rest. I need help. I need strength. Listen to this verse.
He's my everything. He's my all. He's my everything. Oh, great and small. He gave his life for me. Once I had nothing to call my own.
everybody in the house. Just wait a little bit.
He's my everything.
Yes, you are. My everything.
Love.